And then the wagon, we don't do anything with it, just sits under a shed off at the back of the farm.
I see. Let's say, talking about a wagon wheel, right in the middle, the center of the wheel, you have a hub and then the spokes coming out from that. Now, those things that the spokes stick into, what would you call that? The say, for instance, the outside edge of the wagon wheel, do you call that the of the wheel?
It might be the rim, but I don't know.
Now, those the things that the spokes stick into, are they in sections? Do you have any idea whether they're put together in sections?
Which ones? The ones where the around where the axle is, or at the very outside edge?
At the outside, the spokes, two at a time, I believe, fit into two sections.
I don't know if the metal is sectioned, or at least there's at least one joint in the metal, maybe where it comes around. But I don't know about the wooden part, whether it's sectioned or not.
Have you ever heard the term filling, the fella used to refer to something like that?
I've heard my grandmother use that word.
Which one?
And my grandfather, the ones that live on the farm.
I mean, the ones I gave you to.
A fella. Yeah.
Well, have you ever heard people talk of the metal rim around the wheel as being anything particular, any specific term for that?
Not in particular, no.
Have you ever heard, what about tire? Talk about a tire in relation to a wagon wheel?
Not in relation to a wagon.
I've heard that. Well, say on a wagon, are you familiar with the word traces?
Yeah.
The thing that the traces come back to and attach to, kind of a horizontal thing that moves like this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Do you have any idea what that might be called?
No, but I know what you're talking about.
Have you ever heard people call it a single tree or a
single tree? Yeah, a single tree, yeah.
And say if you had two of them.
It'd be a double tree.
Double tree,
yeah.
Right. And talking about wagon wheel, going back to that for just a minute, the thing that the wheels turn on, you know, that runs underneath the wagon.
The axle.
I ask you about this expression. Say if you were sitting on your front porch out in the country somewhere and you saw a man come by in his wagon and he had a load of wood, and a little while later he came back, the wagon was empty. And shortly thereafter, you know, he repeated the process with another load, and this just kept up all day. What would you say he was doing? You'd say he was...
He's probably gathering firewood.
Gathering firewood, or maybe another expression to mean the same thing. He said, have you ever heard people say so-and-so's been wood all day?
Maybe been chopping wood all day.
Chopping wood, or more specifically referring to the process
of moving it?
Yeah, he's been wood all day. How about hauling wood?
Yeah, I've heard using haul.
In that sense?
Yeah, it's hauling something.
Yeah. Or say, I want to ask you about a particular verb. Say, for example, if you were driving along somewhere and a big log was obstructing your way, had to fall across the road, so you might say you need to tie a rope around that thing and try to
pull it off.
Pull it off the road, or
or drag it off.
Drag it, you know.
Yeah.
What about the past tense form of that verb? You say yesterday we
pulled,
or
pulled, we drug.
Yeah, and we've many times before.
I guess we have drugs, but I don't know.
Going back to talking about farm implements a little bit, you know the thing that a farmer uses to break the ground for the first time?
A harrow.
Call that
a harrow.
You ever heard it called anything else?
No. There's a plow.
Plow?
Yeah.
Is there a different thing?
A harrow is usually a round disc affair, and there's usually